Hi guys, welcome back to Cider and Whiskey in Cider and Whiskey Studios.
Ooh, look at that for an intro.
Daryl was a little bit nervous to start the recording, so I thought I'd grab life by the balls and press record.
Look at you go. You just wanted to sort of get your voice heard first, did you not?
Yeah. I just wanted to show you, you know, as a woman, I can do this.
Oh, girl power.
Hell yeah.
Which is very sort of on topic with The Handmaid's Tale that we're watching, actually.
It is.
Or actually, I discovered it's called A Handmaid's Tale. I think I've called it. Yeah, I think I've called it The Handmaid's Tale I think I called her Handmaiden at the start as well.
I think we had a little bit drawn up in the detail.
Yeah, I didn't really know what it was called, to be honest. I just watched it. And yeah, we're further than we were last week.
As episodes seem to do, they tend to go forwards, not backwards.
Yeah, this is correct. What are you thinking of it?
Funnily enough, we are going forwards in the episodes, not backwards.
Correct. I just thought I'd clarify.
I tell you what, though, wouldn't it be like if you did watch it backwards? We should do that with a series, maybe.
Well, yeah, we haven't seen the end, but if we think about it,
that'd be quite a cool way to watch a series, wouldn't it?
It'd be odd.
But it'd be cool.
You'd know everything that was going to happen and then watch it. No, but
how it happened.
You can't watch the episode backwards. You still have to watch the episode from beginning to end.
Yeah.
So it would be just weird.
You'd get like a weird chunk, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you like see and the spoiler backwards. And then you have to watch the episode before to see how it got to that point. Oh, it might be quite interesting, actually.
I think we should do that. I mean,
let's not.
Have nothing else to do in lockdown. Let's do it.
Let's watch Breaking Bad backwards.
Yes.
9 seasons, 20 episodes per season.
See, you could do it with Game of Thrones, because Game of Thrones would start really, really, really shit then.
Yeah.
And it would get better.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna spoil it here, but like you'd see her killing everybody on her dragon, and then the episode before, you'd see her finding out that John's her cousin and stuff, or that she's John's aunt, or something like that. It would be mad. It would be really weird.
I think we should do it.
It would be very, very odd.
Anyway, hello everyone. Hope you're all well in this fine lockdown period of a life, feels like at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some snow though. Lockdown with snow. It's been interesting.
Pace yourself, Daryl. We don't have too many topics to talk about.
Whoa.
Handmaid's Tale to snow so quickly. 2 minutes 44. But yeah, we have had some snow. We went out for a walk. Well,
Birmingham got a good bit of snow.
Daryl stayed up to watch the Conor McGregor fight. Actually, how did that go?
Very badly. I bought it on BT Sport. Just paid for it because I feel like I'm getting too old for the for the whole streaming thing.
How much did that cost?
$19.95.
It
was a fun 6 hours, to be fair.
See my head instantly is like $19.95, right?
Mm-hmm.
20 cans of dark fruits or 2 rounds of Conor McGregor. Like,
yeah, but I watched all the fights.
Yeah.
It was good.
I just feel like as a girl, I could spend £20 in so many different ways.
Yeah. I watched all the fights bar 2 between about 4 and 5. No, between about 3:30 and 4:30. I fell asleep. And I had an alarm set for 4:30 to wake me up for the Conor McGregor fight, just in case I did fall asleep. So I think I missed two of the main card fights, but apart from that, it was fine. Yeah, it was good. I think Conor took the defeat really well. It makes me cringe a lot more whenever they start to like throw the head up or something whenever they lose. That's not fun to watch. But whenever they take it as well as he did, I think Dustin Poirier is this pretty serious fighter like, and he clocked him pretty well. So it was nice. It was good to watch.
And I enjoyed the fight too.
Yeah. Scarlett said, I'm going to stay up and watch it too. It'll be fun.
I said I'll try.
Yes, okay, you did. So the program and the prelims started at 1 o'clock. The main card started at 3. So that meant at 3 o'clock there were 5 fights to go. So I think Conor came on about 5:15 or so in the morning.
And I was awake.
Scarlett was asleep at 10:30 at night. She then slept on the sofa. Well, she was not in bed. She was on the sofa sleeping at 10:30. And then moved into bed at 2 o'clock.
So I did well. I kept you company.
You saw zero of the fights.
I'm not into fighting. Make peace, not war.
What is it? Not a pessimist.
Optimist.
No. Like a somebody who hates fighting. What's the word?
Pacifist.
Pacifist, not pessimist. Pacifist.
There's a bit of a difference between a pessimist and a pacifist.
I knew it wasn't pacifist. I just couldn't remember the actual word.
So we went with pessimist.
But I knew it wasn't. You make me sound horrendous. What did we do in the snow then? It was fun. We went for a walk yesterday. I lay in bed because I was recovering. And to be honest, still kind of recovering. We're recording this at 8:20. And I'm feeling like as soon as this is done, I'm heading to bed. Absolutely wrecked. But I eventually got out of bed and came and met you in the snow. And we took a dander through the square, saw all the snowmen people had made, which were all shit. Apart from these two guys with rolling giant snowballs, which actually looked quite good crack.
And the dog that was with them was eating the snowballs as he was trying to roll them, which I thought was quite funny.
It was great, yeah. It's nice to see a bit of snow there. First time ever here. Yeah, and actually, yeah, there were loads of people out for the first time in ages. Probably the first time since summer when we sat in that square on the grass and just drank bottles of wine in the middle of the day. It was great.
I miss furlough.
I miss you being on furlough too, because I'm just sitting here on my own.
See, the problem is, though, like, furlough in winter, like, yes, but no. Like, how many telly series is it possible to watch? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, actually,
how many cups of tea can you drink kind of thing? I don't know.
Well, when you were on furlough, you drank zero cups of tea.
But, like, the weather was different.
Multiple bottles of wine.
Yeah, I feel like furlough weather hits you different. Like,
yeah,
summer furlough was, like, honestly, probably, like, this is probably sad, but really fucking good summer, wasn't it?
It was class, yeah. I mean, it was like being in school and having summer off, though, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Because, yeah.
You never get that anymore.
When was your furlough? Was it like June and July?
Good question, was it May?
I think it was May and June, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
It was something like that.
A couple of blissful months.
Yeah, it was class, and I was on furlough the entire time I've been on. I was on over half of last year. It was great. But yeah, it was just a good summer. We just sat in the middle of the day drinking wine in the sun, and it was absolutely class.
Getting paid to do it,
yeah. But it really was just like being in school, getting summer holidays off, and just sitting playing Minecraft all day.
You don't realise how good you, like, this is such an old person thing to say.
You don't realise what you've got until it's gone.
Exactly that. Like, you don't realise how good a summer holiday is. Going out with your mates, going round town in the sunshine, yeah. Like, going out for drinks at night, like, house parties, and
nobody tells you that doesn't last forever.
No, but this is the other thing. I remember reading this on, like, a Facebook inspirational quote or something. And it was like, no one, you don't know your last time is your last time either.
Yeah. I love that thing. I've seen it on Twitter. It's like, one day you went out to play with your friends and it was the last time.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that so depressing?
Like, it hit you really deep as well. I read it and I was like, ugh, like, proper choked up.
You didn't know. But it's mad because nobody tells you that that you have to work.
You just land in a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, I get 20, well, probably shouldn't broadcast it, but I only get like a few weeks of holiday a year. And it's, nobody tells you that as a kid. Nobody says you're basically working from now until you die. And that's
like,
it.
Yeah, you used to get, what, 6 weeks off at least, yeah, on holidays, and you used to get them. And it was just a given thing.
Yeah.
And you just knew it was just a thing, wasn't it? Like, even in college, like, I know it works differently. In Northern Ireland, you call it school or whatever, but
yeah,
same thing.
Get 8 weeks off and...
Yeah, well, I meant just, like, in college as well, like, you just go into town and go for, like, a spoon's lunch,
yeah,
and just talk shit and just walk around and just... Oh, have free time.
Even when you're in uni, though, like, I think I had... Whenever I was in uni, I think I had three-month summers, apart from when I went to Belgium. Like, I finished... My exams were usually the first week in May, and I didn't go back until September, and it was unbelievable.
It's mad.
I
just miss.
Yeah.
But even during the week, you weren't in, were you? Like 3 days a week?
Yeah. Well, if you.
Well, two hours, 3 days a week, so 6 hours a week.
Yeah, went when we weren't hungover, like, but it was great.
I just used to take myself around town on Primark shopping trips and...
Whenever you were in uni? Or...
I used to, plan my day around, like, doing one thing. Do you ever do that? Like, do you do that now? I don't know, like, but, like, when I, like, if I'm just sitting, I always say to myself, if I've done one thing, I've made good use of the day. But it's literally the most basic thing, like, I washed up today. I used my
you
day
didn't.
Wisely.
She did not.
No, I meant like just the way that I used to like run my uni days. Like,
I know.
I put makeup on today, I win. Do you know, like all of those basic things I would so love to like.
To be fair, I think I was more of a productive student than I am now. I was like working, I was in the gym, I was in uni, and now I just work in gym. Back then I was working, I worked more hours as a student than I do now, and I was also in uni and going to the gym and all kinds of stuff like that.
It is funny how like your, this is quite depressing, but how your mindset changes as well. Like, I don't know about anyone else, but I'm doing like a couple of qualifications alongside work and trying to do a couple of other things and stuff, and the motivation is so, so hard to keep up. Yeah. Like, you get so used to, like, money, like, work for money. Mm. It's like, I get up at, well, at the minute I'm working from home, so it's a bit more flexible, but usually I'm up at, like, say, 4:30, like, in the shower, out, walk to the bus stop, like, get the bus, work, bus home, eat, nothing.
Yeah.
It's so hard, isn't it, to, like, use the rest of your hours productively, like...
Yeah.
And I always go through phases. Like, on the weekends, a part of me is always like, oh, shit, you need to use your weekend wisely. You need to do stuff, clean the house, do this, do that. Go on a walk and all this. And then some other times, I'm literally like, I'm like bipolar with it. I'm like, right, this is your time to chill, sit, do nothing. Like, but I really struggle between the two. Yeah. I don't know how you cope, because one day I'll get up and I'm like, right, I'm doing this, 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 and this. And then the next day, it's like, right, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah. I do love a good day doing nothing, though. It's wonderful.
Oh, you'd never notice. How many days have you been on furlough for now?
I've been on furlough, well, all of this month. So what's that, about 3 weeks? This is into my third week. And I think I'm working one day this week. Worked one day last week. I've, for any gamers out there, I've laid back into Skyrim on Xbox, and it's absolutely amazing to just walk about and kill dragons with big swords. I love it.
Living the boy's dream.
Yeah, literally, I'm just sitting here killing goblins and dragons and, like, in the middle of the day, in my pants. It's great.
It's brilliant. There's me, like, literally a meter away. If I turn the camera around, everyone would see Daryl slobbing in his dressing gown playing killing dragons.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
And there has been the occasional fucking hell, and I'm literally looking at him like, if I was in a work call right now.
Yeah. I was nearly killed by a sword. Cut. I play with my big headphones on so I can hear it and not disturb Scarlet. And I was getting killed by a mage today, casting big fucking kick ass spells on me. And yeah, there was a lot of swearing involved.
he forgot I was there, and he literally was like, what did you say? You were like, fucking hell, or something.
It's like, fucking hell, she's strong.
I literally was just staring at him for like at least a minute.
It was really intense.
And then he turned around and was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I'm on a call in 3 minutes. Please don't do that. Thanks, love you.
Luckily, at the time, you weren't on a call, because that would have been hilarious.
Oh, it was with a student as well, imagine. So, excellent. What's your problem? Fucking hell. sorry, that wasn't me, just to clarify.
So, going back to the summer holiday conversation we had, what did you do, like, primary school kind of thing? Because your parents would have still worked. Because I think I was different. Well, anybody who has a teacher as a parent is different.
Like, oh, I thought you meant you as a fucking weirdo.
No, like, my dad was a principal, so he was off for summer. And
was that not weird?
It was a bit. It got more annoying as I got older, because I couldn't, like, properly do stuff, because he was always in the house. And
I bet he wanted entertaining as well. That's parent thing, isn't it? That's his holiday. He's Daryl, do this with me.
No, dad can entertain himself. He'll wash cars, go out to the garage, spend the day outside. He'll be alright. He won't like pester us to do things with us, but he did wake us up at 9 o'clock or earlier every morning. We were always up. To be fair, summer holidays, I just went to the golf club. I got out of the house, went to the golf club, and had an unbelievable time. Just doing crazy shit. There are so many stories. But yeah, it's great. It was great. What did you do then?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. My memory is that bad. I genuinely struggle to remember that far back. It's not even that far. What did I do? My mum used to work shorter hours than what she does now. So she used to come home at like 3. But we'd have been young, so someone must have been at home with us. Maybe mum and dad used to take it off.
Your grandma?
Oh, no, we used to stay at my grandma's and my nan's. Yeah. That was it. And what like did
every
do?
Day, every day. Did you ever go to a summer scheme? Did your parents ever put you in a summer scheme?
No.
I did a couple, but I was young. I was primary school, like. But yeah, definitely did a couple of summer schemes. I think I did one or two. I think I did one football one, which was like a few weeks, and then I did another one, which was up at like Beach. Anybody in Hillsborough was like up at Beachlawn School or something, and it was like a. I don't even know what it was. It wasn't like a school thing or anything like that. And Beachlawn is the special needs school in Hillsborough. And it was nothing to do with that, obviously. It was just so many jokes again, but so inappropriate. But yeah, no, it was just like a summer scheme that had been put on there. It wasn't themed or anything like that. I think we just played games all the time. It was weird. It's one of those memories that I was like really young. But it's just one of those things I just kind of remember. It was weird.
I feel like, I don't know if this is an English thing, but I don't know if you did it in Northern Ireland. Oh, what did they call it? It was like one of them retreats in year 6. So you were like 11 or 12. Oh, what was it called? Oh, I feel like I can hear it screaming it in my head.
Was it a place?
It was a specific name of this thing. It was basically like a retreat.
An outdoor pursuits place.
But like, yeah, I've seen it on Twitter where British, like English people have been like, you aren't an English kid if you haven't been on this.
Yeah.
And it's literally got a name, and oh, it's really going to bug me. But it was, yeah, like an adventure thing.
Yeah.
But I remember like sneaking out at night and like going for like little like rooms around your friends' houses and like, oh, that was it. There was like an inn thing where there was this drink. Shit, I wish I could remember what the drink was. It's just come back to me. Rio, you know Rio, cans of Rio. It's not alcoholic, it's literally pop.
Yes, I think
it's like fruity pop.
Yeah.
Right, we went to this summer thing. I wish I could remember what it's called. Everyone decided like that Rio was the coolest drink.
Yeah.
And if you drank Rio, you were part of the Rio gang. Mm. And if you didn't, you weren't part of the Rio gang.
Oh,
every
God.
Fucker wanted to be part of Rio gang. I've literally just remembered that. That was a thing. And this is something that teachers probably get arrested for nowadays.
Uh-oh.
There were two teachers in our, like, school. So, like, year 6. So, like, yeah, I was, like, 11, 12. And everyone used to fancy them. There were two teachers, Mr. Taylor and... Fuck, I can't remember the other guy's name. Mr. Taylor was our teacher, though, in, like, year 6. And the other guy, but the other one was hotter. And I remember, like, I stayed in a room with, like, 6 other girls because we were in one of the bigger rooms because there was quite a few of us.
Oh, gee. Are you about to confess something here?
Came running in.
Is this guy going to go to jail?
It was rumours. It was rumours. Like, everyone was like, oh, my God, if you go to... I wish I could remember what it's called. If you go to such and such...
It's really annoying me that you can't remember the name of this place.
I know.
The
teachers come in and they, like, squirt you with water pistols to get up. And we were all like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then our two hot teachers came in the morning with their water pistols and fired them at us to get us up in the morning.
Excellent.
It was brilliant. I remember hiding in the bathroom and then they waited for me to come out of the bathroom with someone else and they just squirted us in the face.
Excellent.
Oh, I wish I could remember what it was called. But yeah, and then we went like kayaking and stuff. It was like one of them adventure things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really going to bother me. I wonder if anyone's listening who knows what it's called.
It's not Kingswood.
No.
Staffordshire.
No. Oh,
that's Acker's really... Adventure.
No.
Bodiser.
No, it's not there.
Where is it? Do you know where it is? Do you know anything about it?
It was good.
Flip me. That's really, really, really annoying.
One of those things where it's on the tip of your tongue, like in your head, but you can't get it out.
So in Northern Ireland, our place was called Ardna na Banan.
Of course it was.
Yeah, and it was down near Newcastle. And I know everybody from Northern Ireland who is listening to this has been to Ardna na Banan. We went with school in P6. We must have been about 10. And yeah, you go kayaking, you go rock climbing and abseiling, and it was absolutely class. But
PGL, was it PGL?
Oh my god, you don't even know if that's right.
It might have been PGL.
This is what I have to put up with, folks.
I think it was PGL.
I mean,
every English person ever has been on it. PGL, I think it was PGL.
If that's what it's called.
I don't even know what PGL stands for.
Oh my god. So, Ardna na Banan, we didn't have a Rio group or a Rio gang or a fucking Rio crew. But up there, there were mad rumours that it was haunted. Basically, similar kind of thing to your water pistol teacher thing like that. But obviously, like, schools who had been there before, or like year groups who had been there before us, had obviously like carved on the bottom of the beds and stuff. But then whenever we went, and it sounds so stupid now, but it was like, oh my god, it's written here, Hillsborough Primary School students are like all gonna fucking, I don't even know what it said, like die or something, or she's gonna get you or something like that. And it was clearly like previous year groups fucking with us. And there was like another school there at the time, and I remember there was like this weird rivalry kind of thing. I don't know, it was a weird time. Kids' minds work really in a really weird way.
They do when you think back about it, as well, don't you? Like you had to drink a fizzy pop drink to be cool.
I remember in our old primary school, before it was renovated as well, there were like these trees that you could run, that you could go behind, but you weren't allowed to. Like, it was forbidden. And we literally used to think we were unbelievable because we went behind the trees. And like, there was a caretaker, and I remember this so vividly, there was a caretaker, Dennis, and we were like, oh my god, he's gonna chase us. I'm thinking back now, he was about a 65-year-old man, because he retired about 2 years after I left primary school, and he was not gonna fucking chase us. And like, what did we think he was gonna do to us whenever he caught us? Like, did we think he was gonna like hang us from a tree or something?
Plant you in a flower bed like a seed.
I don't understand it. Like, it's so funny. I love that, how our minds used to work.
See, we did it as well. I think it's as young as maybe like year four, year five, and there was this rumor in the girls' toilets. Everyone used to say, this might be a thing that you've heard of as well. You go into the toilet, and I wish people could see me, but like, you like cross your hands over and do like a circle like that, and you do that three times, and you say in the mirror something. I can't
bloody,
remember it.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but it was like, Bloody Mary, bring back your something baby or something.
Oh Jesus.
Like three times, yeah. And then everyone was like, shut up here in the mirror.
Oh my god.
And there was me shaking like a shitting doll, like doing this thing in the mirror, like, what the fuck, is she gonna come, what the fuck, like, and then it didn't happen, and I was like, have I done it wrong? What's going on?
Oh, that's hilarious. But
that's funny how you know that. Like, how do those types of things...
How do they spread?
Like the S thing. Did you ever do the S thing?
The Superman S. I know what you're talking about.
Like
this. That's such a primary school thing as well.
And you cross that one. Up.
This is an audio podcast, and every single one of you will still know what she's talking about.
The S thing.
Every single one. A super S? Is it called a super S?
I don't know. I just remember everything I had in terms of stationery as a kid was covered in it.
It probably is the, like, what's on the front of Superman. I think that's, yeah.
We were in different countries. We were across the sea from each other. Like,
such a common.
How do those things, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does that spread?
Just a primary school thing.
Because social media wasn't a thing. Like maybe there's a band of secret teachers who are like, we must keep the S going.
Yeah. Or like, you go
draw
on...
this S.
Like, we used to go on school trips to like York and stuff. Maybe we brought it back and...
Did you?
Yeah, we went to York in P7, so it was the last year.
This country, York.
Yeah. And...
last place.
Went to like, did the York dungeons and all kinds of cool stuff like that. Yeah,
wow,
it was class.
You crossed the sea.
We crossed the sea, yeah.
Because there's nothing else in Northern Ireland.
I think.
But from fields.
We definitely didn't fly. I think we came on a bus, came across on the boat. Obviously, best way to keep us all together was stick us all in a bus and cart us across the sea.
Oh, I have some funny stories of being on a bus going across the sea.
You're older in those stories, yeah. Though. We're on childhood memories, okay. Right,
we'll
now.
We'll keep it PG.
Yeah, I don't want to know what happened to you in the back of the bus.
With the rugby boys.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody needs to know that. But yeah, oh, it's summer as a kid was unbelievable. No school.
What else was there? Things were good. Sunny D was nice. Did you ever drink Sunny D? But no. your mum sheltered you a bit, didn't she?
Robinson's. Robinson's.
Of course you were, darling. Yeah. Forget you're from Hillsborough.
See, we never even got... It's not even really called squash in Northern Ireland. It was just diluting juice. It was just juice.
Diluting juice.
Diluting juice.
Diluting juice. Hey, mum, can I have some diluting juice?
No, it was just juice.
My mum would be like, what? You want some squash?
Yeah, just juice. And see, you call... Well, we probably should have kept this for like a... We're working on a special Northern Ireland versus England thing, but let's... I want to get into it now. The pop thing. Why do you call fizzy drinks pop?
That's what the bubbles do. There's a logic to it.
Bubbles pop?
Yeah.
Is that literally it?
Yeah. I've just made that up. That's not a thing. That's just me justifying why we call it pop.
Because it makes no sense.
I will protect British language at all costs.
English language, not British. Don't.
British.
I'm British, but I'm Northern Irish.
No, you're not. You're from across the sea.
Do you want to see my passport?
No.
Exactly.
You're going to have an Irish one soon.
I might do. But then I can go on holiday and you
then
can't.
Then you won't be British. True.
No, I can have both.
I'll go to bloody Skegness for my holidays.
Dual citizenship, bitch.
Flexing.
You'd have to marry me to get that.
I don't want
and
that.
That's not going to happen.
Rude. Not what you were saying earlier.
You wish.
Literally today.
But yeah, it was... can't remember where I was before that.
I was talking about Sunny D.
Sunny D.
Sunny D.
No,
dinosaurs.
Pop. Why? Why?
What
pop
do you call it?
Just a drink.
But fizzy, no?
We specify what we want. A Coke or a Fanta Orange. We don't say, get us a pop. What does that mean?
No, to be fair, that's
what does that mean?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say mum can have some pop. No.
I don't understand it.
It's
called like
it's fizzy pop. Yeah.
Fizzy pop. That's weird.
But
I
wouldn't ask for fizzy pop. Like,
can I have a
my
fizzy
nan
pop?
Used to call it pop, but me, my mum, my grandma, like that side of the family don't. It's a, it, I don't know, it's a specific thing.
It's an English thing.
You're brought
it's weird.
Up with it. Like,
yeah.
Or you're not.
Yeah.
My nan used to call it pop, but my mum would never call it pop.
It was like in work, like whenever I moved over here, somebody, because in my job we stock pop. And
oh, do you? Is that what you're calling it now? Stop pop.
And yeah, it was like, Daryl, go and get a few cases of pop out of the store. And I was like, sorry, what? Like corn, popcorn. I literally had no idea what they were talking.
You
I
have
never
weird
heard
words
that.
As well, though. I don't want to get into this. Like you say, we're saving this for something else. But what did you say the other day? We were talking about fish and chips and how I miss it. A cowboy
supper.
The
cowboy supper. I was just listening
it has
to
no relevance either.
I was listening to Dirt Civil, Aaron McCann and Tim Gallagher's podcast, and yeah, they were talking about cowboy suppers. It's so true. How did that even get its name though? It's sausages, chips and beans.
It's literally the most basic of fish and chip dinners as well. Like, why does that get a fancy name?
Yeah, why? I don't know why it's called a cowboy supper, but that's just what it is.
That's just weird.
I mean...
So in Northern Ireland, would you ask for that?
Cowboy supper. If you walked into any chippy in Northern Ireland and say, I'll have a cowboy supper, they'd know exactly what you mean.
That's so weird.
Unless, actually, it means different things in different areas. Where I'm from, it's... sausage, chips and beans.
Maybe we should do an experiment.
Something different.
We'll go around to every country and be like, can I have a cowboy supper, please?
And see what they put up.
And don't explain it. Just say, Tam, give me what you think a cowboy supper is. No Googling.
And charge me what you think it's good.
That would be quite cool.
That's
yeah,
quite
but
funny.
Some places could literally be like, do you know what? We'll have them on here. Right, caviar, oysters, just to make you pay like £50 for it.
If you walk into any chippy and they have caviar and oysters,
that,
you really have been to Hillsborough too many times, darling. You can walk into PG Chips in Hillsborough and they'll definitely have caviar and oysters.
Hell yeah.
Look at me slagging off Hillsborough. That's normally your job,
right? That's a good half an hour of reminiscing there, yeah, that we weren't even planning to do.
We're going
to
call this the Peter Kay, the Peter Kay podcast. A bit of nostalgia thrown in there.
I like that. Oh.
Yeah, but...
Good times.
Good times. I miss being a kid. Nobody tells you this is what it's going to... Like, you between 18 and 65, you have to work. And that's it. You might get a few days off a year, but that's it.
Like, I feel like you get told, but no one expresses how bad it is.
Yeah, why don't adults tell it? Maybe they don't want to depress us. Maybe they're trying to save us.
Maybe they're depressed themselves, and they're like, do you know what? I don't even want to think about me being a kid, because I'll cry, because they're double your age.
Yeah.
They've already had a kid who's now an adult. How does that make them feel, I suppose?
I still don't even consider myself an adult, to be honest. Like, I'm 23. But that's the thing.
I don't think adults do either. I think 50-year-olds don't.
What age, if there's any old people listening to this, what age do you consider yourself an adult? Is it like 30, 40? Because I'm 23 and I'm not feeling it yet.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not an adult yet.
It's all those little things as well, like paying the bills. You just have to do it. Like, you don't make a conscious choice to one day pay rent, but... It just sort of happens.
And in this country, you have to pay for water too. What is that about?
See, we've had this conversation. Water bills in Northern Ireland come as part of your general taxes. You still pay for water. You just don't pay for it as a separate bill. Oh my God, but this is just adulting. How? Why are people going to want to listen to this?
Yeah, I know.
Let's argue about water bills. Oh God.
Yeah, but we're going to settle this.
There, look, it's there.
Where is it? There it is. Do you have to pay for water in Northern Ireland? For decades, domestic water and sewer services have been provided without charges. Only non-residential customers get water bills.
Yeah, but it comes in your tax. You pay a tax to live there.
We pay rates, which is...
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's not like council tax or anything like that. But here you pay your council tax and you pay your water and everything.
Yeah, but you pay things in other ways. I remember speaking to your parents about like schools and stuff. People pay voluntary things for their children to go to school.
Yeah.
In this country, you don't do that. You just go to school. Unless you go to private school, you just go to school.
Fair.
You pay school trips and shit, but you pay extra money to like get your kid into a... Like, nah, we don't do that. The worst thing that's actually happened, if you ask my mum and dad, in terms of upping payment costs in this country, is you now have to pay for your green bin to be taken out.
Really?
To be emptied. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You don't even get your bin taken away for free now, and you pay the fucking council to do it.
Jesus. Well, after this whole COVID thing, our taxes are going to go up. They already take a... What is it? A fifth of our salaries?
That's
so...
the bit that's sad. Like, really? We sit there laughing and joking about the summer and drinking wine, but we need to bloody hold on to those memories, because as soon as they start taking 35% off us, like, I'm going to be... like. But I feel sorry, though, for the people who haven't been furloughed. Yeah. Like, if you haven't been furloughed and you have to pay the tax, what kind of a bullshit rule is that?
Yeah, that's grim. It should be anybody who was furloughed for, like, any length of time, to be fair, should have to pay it. But, like, see, nurses and doctors and shit like that, they've worked through it.
Yeah.
Even, like, emergency services people, like, police and fire.
Imagine being taxed workers. To put your life on the line for someone else.
Yeah.
Hi, come and save this person's life. Okay, lol, gonna take another big chunk out of your wages for doing it.
Yeah, that's so grim. That's absolutely mad.
The worst bit is, like, the student nurses who volunteered, like, you know, they weren't probably qualified or whatever, like they stepped up, didn't they? Student nurses, and they didn't pay them for it either. Yeah. Just like free, cheap labour.
Of course not. Yeah.
And so they'll probably get taxed for it as well. For helping people. What a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we tax Boris Johnson and all his fancy, pantsy, bloody rich people friends? Could get the words out. Too angry.
It is true. Let's just tax the politicians.
Yeah, like literally, what, like, how, like, that much money, you don't need it. You do not need it.
How much is tax going to go up, though, in all seriousness? It's probably going to go up a couple of percent. Yeah, it's probably not going to be huge, but still, every penny counts.
Yeah, but if you add that up as well, like, depending on how long they take that extra 2% for, that adds up to much.
Oh,
like,
it does, yeah.
Especially for the working class person. Oh, going into politics. We're doing well today. We're going into...
childhood memories and then straight into politics.
Politics and...
No segue.
Bills.
Yeah, no segue. Bills, politics, just adulting in general. Absolutely grim. I hate it.
We've gone from... we had joys quite... of being young to the
depression of adulthood. Yeah, no, it's difficult. Being an adult's hard work. I mean, we still put our bums in the snow yesterday.
Yeah. That was what we needed to do to
relive our childhood.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think I ever put my bum in the snow.
Nah, neither did I.
The best memory I have in the snow when I was a kid is my dad. I had a Mars bar. I remember this. I can't remember why. It was in my pocket or something and it was all squishy.
Yeah.
And it snowed and my dad went, give me your Mars bar. Put my Mars bar in the snow. And like 10 minutes later, my Mars bar was whole again.
Oh my God.
And it was brilliant. Oh my I have God. Such a good memory of
Did
that.
Did you think your dad was magic?
Fucking brilliant. I was like, no way. It was melting. Yeah. How is this a thing? That was a good memory.
Before I was about 12, I remember no snow in Northern Ireland ever. But then for a few years, we got quite heavy snow a few years in a row. I remember one day coming home from school, having made like a big snowman the day before, and we put one of my Northern Ireland football scarves on it and stuff, and like gave him a hat and all, and came back, and my granny lives across the road, and she had looked out during the day and seen people kicking our snowman down, and they stole my fucking Northern Ireland football scarf. Absolute scumbags in Hillsborough. Some people would argue it's Kilkeavy, but it's Hillsborough. Absolute scumbags. And I know who it was as well, and I really want to out them, but they'd probably kill me. Scary bastards. But yeah, grim. Really, really grim. But Gran looked out and thought it was like me and a couple of mates had come home. We were just having a laugh. But it was only whenever I came home and my dad, and she was like, ah, that wasn't Daryl then.
And your scarf has disappeared.
And your scarf's gone. So I was like, ah, oh, that's really sad.
That is really sad. I don't think I remember anything like that ever happening to me.
Yeah, fucking scumbags.
Ugh, the rich aren't what they make out to be, are they?
Oh, they weren't rich. They were
stabbing bitches.
they weren't from Hillsborough. They were scummy wee Kilkeavy boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't speak to them. Ugh. I
want to make that clear.
I don't want no association with those little scumbags. But yeah, it's Burns night, so happy Burns. I don't know what you say. Is it happy Burns night or
sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Merry Burns night or something like
happy
that.
Happy Burns night.
Sounds like
you're gonna set a light to someone's house.
Sounds
happy
like
happy Burns night.
Merry Burns night sounds like Robbie's fucking wife. Robbie and Mary Burns.
Probably was, to be fair. I just googled it and he said he was a poet. And apparently they eat a certain meal tonight or something.
Yeah, I remember. I've heard about Burns Night nearly for years, like, because we've put on special menus in different places I've worked and stuff like that. And it's basically just haggis. Haggis and tatties. Haggis and tatties. You alright?
Yeah.
Sorry, Scarlett's being distracting. But this was absolutely the highlight of Burns Night for me. This video just sums up Scotland beautifully. I absolutely love it.
Now, a Scottish butcher has marked Burns Night, which is tonight, of course, by launching a haggis into space.
Oh my God, hang on, technical difficulties.
...is tonight, of course, by launching a haggis into space. Simon Howie attached the haggis, which is traditionally served on Burns Night with neeps and tatties, to a balloon which soared more than 20 miles above Earth.
Wow.
And then fell safely back down to Earth again. Simon claims it's the first...
Do you know the bit that makes me laugh the most is that the newsreader guy is like, fuck my life.
Yeah, he sounds so bored. Is this really what my life has come to? I'm reading about haggis being attached to a balloon.
He looks so pissed. He looks so like... He's like, for fuck's sake, there is no other news to talk about. So,
this made BBC, like, national news. This made national news.
A guy has celebrated Burns Night by launching a haggis into space.
In America, there's people storming government buildings and rioting and presidents being inaugurated. And in this country, we're launching haggis into space.
Like, whee!
And look, there's a video of it falling as well.
Oh, if that haggis could smile, that's hilarious. It'd be having a whale of a time.
That is so good. I love that.
Right, in Burns Night fashion, because Robert Burns was a poet, Daryl, I want you to come up with your best poem on the spot right now. Anything.
Are you going to do one as well?
I will do one as well.
Have you been thinking about it?
I have not.
Come
up with something. I might do a limerick.
Ooh.
It's a bit spicy.
There once was a girl named Scarlett.
Not a lot rhymes with that, so well done.
She had a giant barnet. She went to the shed and fell into bed and couldn't get up in the morning. No, that's not it.
That was dreadful.
There once was a girl named Scarlett. She had a giant barnet. She tried to buy a hat. She got hit.
Her head was too fat.
That's good. She tried to buy a hat. Her head was too fat.
Oh, okay.
And she left the shop in a hop.
She left the shop in a hop.
She left the shop and bought some pop.
Sticking with that.
Yeah, there once was a girl named Scarlett. She had a giant barnet.
Okay.
She tried to buy a hat. Her head was too fat.
And she left the shop in a hop.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's what we're going for.
Okay. In a similar fashion.
I'm sure Robbie Burns would actually be proud of that. This is honouring our Scottish brethren.
Right.
There once was
an old man called Daryl.
Yeah.
He used to drink beer from a barrel.
Oh. It's the only thing that rhymes with Daryl.
Okay, we've got the first two lines. They're quite good.
Daryl,
let's try and think of something else.
Daryl the Barrel. That was all Molly's dad used to call me, actually.
He once drank too much. What rhymes with much? Oh no, that might have been a wrong turn there. We might have gone left instead of right.
And he burnt out his clutch.
He burnt out his clutch.
He wasn't a good driver, our Daryl.
And ran over a family on the way home.
That wasn't bad.
And it's called Daryl the Alcoholic.
Repeat it.
I don't think
you can't remember it. We're going to have to listen to the recording to find out what it was.
There once was an old man called Daryl. He used to drink beer from a barrel. He once drank too much. He burnt out his clutch. And he ran over a family on the way home.
Should we be glorifying drink driving? Probably not, but let's be honest. That was good.
I think we were doing fine, but it's the last line. Isn't the last line meant to rhyme with the first?
Yeah,
we've fucked it there.
No, not always.
What else rhymes with Daryl?
Carol.
Carol. He burnt out his clutch, and he went and had an affair with Carol. Spoiler! Plot twist!
Wow, that poem took a turn. So
it's not called Daryl the Alcoholic anymore, it's called Randy Daryl.
Daryl the prick. Yeah, that's good. That's alright. Interesting that you were able to string that many words together, as you seem to have been unable to in our previous few Scrabble games this lockdown.
Oh, you've linked that very well.
I've segued right in there.
So it was my idea.
It was.
Fucking awful idea.
You really fucked yourself over here.
To buy Scrabble. Because I quite like Scrabble. In my family, we usually play Scrabble on a special occasion, like at Christmas. And when we went to your family's house, we played it. And we actually won, didn't we?
We won one out of three games. As a team.
Which was good enough.
We played in teams whenever we went to my house.
And we won. And it was good. And I thought, let's buy it, you know, let's give it a go. I quite like Scrabble.
You won your game at home this Christmas?
Yes.
You won?
I've never won at home. My mum and dad are like Scrabble kings and queens, and I never win, and I won, and it was brilliant. So I was on a winning streak. I was like, right, you know, come on, we need to purchase one. Every good household needs a Scrabble board.
So we now have a games stack.
Selection of two.
Yeah.
Trivial Pursuit and Scrabble, if you ever want to come around and play a few games. But we've got cards.
It's a stack. If we put the really little deck of cards on top of it, then it's a stack.
Blessing you.
Whoa, apologies.
And that's enough of that story. Let's move on.
No, we're going to finish that story. Who won all the Scrabble games so far? Somebody, one of us, has a 100% record. Can anybody guess who it is?
You're right, it's me.
It absolutely is not. I am 4-0 up. 4-0.
The bit that made me... I honestly could have cried. Like, had a bit of a mare. I had a whinge, and then I thought, do you know what? Pick myself back up for the fourth game. We didn't play them in the row. We played them over a week. Yeah, whatever.
She was 3-0 down, threw a bit of a huff.
I was like sad, but I thought, do you know what? Right, come on, Scarlett, you can do this. Think about it. And I was doing quite well.
But actually, hang on, before this, we did get halfway through a game, and Scarlett was like, no, I'm not playing anymore.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not motivated
to
do this.
You threw the head up.
Whatever that means. And I threw the head up.
Yeah, you sort of had a huff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't sort of have a huff. She had a huff. She had a complete huff. She threw the head up and was straight out.
And So game like 4.5, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And, well, we'll discount that. We've played 4 games.
Okay. And yeah, we were playing and we were about halfway through and I was doing all right. Like, I was keeping up with you.
I think you were going to win. Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing well.
I think you were doing well this game. I didn't like
and then,
it.
I wish I could remember the word. I had a good word.
There's a picture of it.
I had a good word, but it basically ended with E. And the E was four letters above the triple letter in the bottom right hand corner, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And I thought, there's no way in hell that someone's going to come up with a 5-letter word. Nuance, that was
nuance.
It.
Nuance. That was a good word. That was a good word.
Yeah, and there was 4 spaces between the E and the triple letter, and I thought, no way in hell is he going to fill that. And he looked at me, he did this, he was like, I've done a bad thing.
I knew she was going to be so pissed.
And I was like, no. And I knew straight away, and I was like, what is it? I was like, no, you don't. No, I was like, no, yeah. Don't do it, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
And the...
There's a picture of it on our...
fucking bastard.
There's a picture of it on our Twitter. It's fantastic.
Cheeky bastard laid down a quip. But I need to add that...
For any non-Scrabble players, the Q is a 10-pointer and it went on a double word.
Yeah, so the square below the E is a double letter score.
Pick this story up, it must sound so boring.
And I'm trying to process it still, emotionally.
Oh, sorry.
So basically he laid down a quip, EQ, UIP... And so the 10 was doubled, and then the whole thing was fucking tripled.
Yeah.
And it was 78.
Yeah.
And I have never seen someone score so much on one word before in my
neither
whole
have
life.
I.
And I, honest to God, wish I had thrown the board across the room.
Your face looked like you were going to flip the table. I really did think it was, for the first time in my life, I was going to see a table flip.
Equip.
I've never seen a table flip before, but I imagine it would have been absolutely amazing.
I was absolutely, and to this day, I'm still fucking fuming.
I mean, to this day, it was yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, depending...
One day later, I'm pissed off.
I mean, depending on when you listen to this podcast, to this day, she's still angry, I guarantee it. You could listen to this podcast 3 months from the release date, and she will still be angry about it. Do not bring it up. But yeah, great game. Love a bit of Scrabble. I think we should play the next time we go.
If anyone's listening and has a recommendation for a game that they think I might be good at. So one thing I actually was a champion of when we went to your house was Pictionary.
I'm dreadful at Pictionary.
Fucking good. You drew, basically, how do you even describe it? A wonky circle, and I guessed India, and I was correct.
Yeah. I mean, no racism intended, but honestly, I am the worst Pictionary player you have ever seen in your whole life. Anybody who knows me knows my drawing and how good it is, and that's an absolute lie. I can barely draw a stick man. I really am that bad.
But so, I'm one of the people that literally through that game is just like
we won
shouting everything.
But we won.
That's what I'm saying.
We won Pictionary.
Yeah.
Against my family. So like they must be really bad.
I literally was just guessing everything.
You did. You carried the team.
Word association is my forte. So yeah. any games like that for 2 people, word association, please let me know because I will actually win.
Yeah.
And Daryl will lose. And I'll be very happy. And I'll throw a quip in his face. Letter by letter.
Q U.
Shove the Q up your nose where the sun doesn't shine.
P. And P was a 3-pointer as well. Like, it was just a good word. I was so buzzing. And it finished on a triple. It would have been a good word with no help. But to finish on a triple was just.
The piece de resistance.
The piece de resistance.
I think on that note, we're going to call this a night.
Yeah, I think we should. Just before Scarlett slaps me and you can hear the crack across the audio, actually.
Just like that. That was the table.
Domestic abuse. If you're still listening, call someone. Nobody's going to be listening this late. Nah, they will. If you listen to the end, then you got a wee treat there. Scarlett slapped me in the face. No, she didn't really. Sorry, just to clarify. Before she goes to jail and I have to pay the whole rent on my own. Fuck that.
Night, everyone.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. At Cider and Whiskey on Instagram and at Cider Whiskey on Twitter. And if you could keep posting us on your Instagram story whenever you listen to us, that would be absolutely fantastic. Give us a wee shout out on Instagram, whatever, or wherever you want, really. Post just us anywhere. Just open your window and shout, listen to Cider and Whiskey, and we really will appreciate it. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear one now.
This isn't live. Nobody has heard
people
this yet.
People are just doing it. The people of Birmingham just know.
The people, yeah. Right. Yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. I'm going to go and get killed by Scarlett now. Bye.